This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Experts on nuclear security policy and weapons proliferation were contacted by suspected North Korean hackers posing as journalists from The Voice of America. A report issued by U.S.-based cybersecurity firm Mandiant, a subsidiary of Google, says the online spies were attempting to gather intelligence about the attitude of international officials toward the government of Kim Jong-un. It is the latest known attempt in recent months by the cyber espionage group known as APT-43. Members of the group pose as journalists targeting government organizations in the U.S. and South Korea, as well as academics and policy analysts. Gary Fries, a senior analyst for Mandiant, told VOA on Wednesday that at least seven journalists from five news organizations were impersonated by someone with APT-43. VOA spokesman Nigel Gibbs says the agency is aware that malevolent actors have attempted to impersonate our journalists in attempts to obtain information from third parties, including on nuclear proliferation issues. Russia's Interfax news agency says the country's FSB security service announced that a U.S. reporter has been detained on suspicion of espionage. The report says Evan Gerskovich of the Wall Street Journal has been detained in the Ural city of Yekaterinburg. In a statement quoted by Interfax, the FSB says Gerskovich is suspected of spying in the interests of the American government. The agency says the reporter has been gathering information on the activities of one of the enterprises of the military defense complex, but provided no evidence. No comment was immediately available from the newspaper. An Italian news agency, ANSA, is reporting that Pope Francis spent a peaceful night in the hospital where he is being treated for a respiratory infection. This is VOA News. The Vatican said the 86-year-old pontiff was taken to Rome's Gemelli Hospital Wednesday after experiencing difficulty breathing in recent days. The Vatican says Francis will be hospitalized for several days. ANSA says the hospital's nursing staff are very optimistic that Francis could be discharged in time for Palm Sunday celebrations on April 2nd. The top U.S. military officer says the Pentagon has a long ways to go to beef up its munition stockpiles and ensure the country is ready for any large-scale war. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley tells Congress the war in Ukraine has underscored the heavy use of munitions that's required during any major conflict. At a hearing of the House Armed Services Committee, Milley and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin faced repeated questions about the impact the war is having on the Pentagon as it supplies Ukraine with much of the ammunition it needs to fend off Russian forces. They say the conflict has pushed the U.S. to increase production rates and reevaluate how much of a stockpile is really needed. The Pentagon is requesting $30 million in the 2024 fiscal year budget and to buy the maximum number of munitions that American industry can produce. Ben Thomas, Washington.
At least 31 people were killed when a ferry carrying about 250 passengers caught fire while sailing in the southern Philippines late Wednesday night. The ferry was en route to Jolo Town in Sulu Province from the southern port city of Zamboanga when it caught fire near midnight. The governor of the southern island province of Basilan said Coast Guard and naval vessels managed to rescue many passengers who jumped off the burning ferry in panic. The cause of the fire has not been determined. The southern U.S. state of Kentucky was one of two states on Wednesday to approve legislation restricting some aspects of life for transgender young people. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
Republican lawmakers in Kentucky have swept aside the Democratic governor's veto of a bill regulating some of the most personal aspects of life for transgender young people. The bill bans access to gender-affirming health care and restricts the bathrooms they can use. The Kentucky Senate voted 29-8 to override the veto. A short time later, the state House completed the override on a vote of 76-23. After the legislative defeat, the American Civil Liberties Union of Kentucky says they'll mount a legal challenge. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And in sports, the Sacramento Kings trounced the Portland Trail Blazers 120-80 Wednesday night in National Basketball Association action. The win ensures the Kings will make the upcoming playoffs for the first time in 16 consecutive seasons, the longest playoff drought in NBA history. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering on our website, VOAnews.com. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.